On today's Spit Hit, we talk about, you know, competing with your children, which is, it's something that comes up a lot. How do you handle those things? Some very historical poopy pants, as well as a draft that includes fighting to the death in a sporting goods store. Stick around and enjoy.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
How now, brown cow? Hey, you. Hey, now.
It's my worst ever.
No, it isn't. No, it is not. You are really downplaying some bad scats from the past.
That is accurate. And
I had no finish. There's no finish.
Well,
I just went
into
like,
I liked the howl.
It felt to me like a plane that was coming down, and like it hit
the
runway
style.
It hit the runway real rough landing, uh-huh. And then it started to like turn to the right and turn back to the left. But
did
eventually,
did I land the plane?
You did land
okay.
It.
Oh, welcome to the Spitballers Podcast. We are back again with a great episode.
Oh, yeah. So great.
Would you rather? That's a great question. And a draft, a battle royale at the end.
It's been too long since our last battle to the death.
Our last foray into a draft of killing one another.
Oh, man.
It's what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah, we just need to find new places to have these battle royales. That's the important thing. And I know I'm good for one or two really bad picks, and I can't wait to find out what they are.
So does the audience.
You can find us on Instagram, instagram.com/spitballerspod, youtube.com/spitballers. We appreciate everybody who is leaving us reviews.
We should have a battle royale like in a small, like in a bathroom.
You're like in a
men's room?
Right. Like, you can only use
where
things.
It's like, I'm going to draft the cologne
right.
From the counter.
I'll what about use a washcloth.
Paper towel. Yeah, we could do one, too, where you try to lose. I mean, we've never done that before. You got to take the worst out. You have to draft
something. I
remember
your ride on lawnmower once upon a time.
Hey, I still, if I catch you while you're sleeping. Mm.
I think you would wake me up.
You still might be able
the
to
lawnmower.
Roll away from it. Anything else going on? Al Borland in the house.
What's up, Spitwads?
Oh, someone's feeling fresh.
Someone cleared their throat today before the show. That's good. Would you rather time?
Would you rather?
John from Patreon, would you rather lose to your child at Madden or thumb wrestling?
So, let me tell you something pretty crazy about my youngest, who is now 8 years old. He's a little thing, Isaac. I am as of this recording, I am 38 years old. I have 30 years on him. I have, let's say, a lot of pounds on him. This dude is an incredible thumb wrestler, man.
Wait, what?
We're like,
I thought you were going for Madden.
We're like dead heat. He'll win. Like, if I'm not going all out, if I'm just, like, regular thumb wrestling, like...
You hit him with the index finger sneak attack.
So I... Oh, I haven't done the index.
Oh,
teach
yeah.
me, Mike. What is the index finger sneak attack?
Well, in most circles, it's considered cheating.
Oh, that's fine in my circle.
Which is right up... You just... So you got the thumb up, right? You get the index finger, you swoop it in, and then you clasp the thumb down.
So my normal move...
But you have to say sneak attack.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise
it is cheating.
Yeah.
Now it's just a funny gag. Yeah. Okay, I got it.
It's like if your shot goes in and it went off the backboard and you didn't call glass.
Right, this doesn't count.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. My
Slop
normal
allowed.
My normal go to in thumb wrestling when I'm thumb wrestling with children is
which is rarely happening.
You'd
That's
be surprised.
It, we're doing this right now.
The taunting, the like, I'm putting my thumb right
oh,
down
I, yeah,
there,
you have
you
to
know,
do
and
the
then
taunt.
I get
yeah.
the I get the thumb out of
Slip
the way
because
you're so stupid, you little kid.
You thought you were gonna win.
You thought you could win. But I can't do that with him. If I put my thumb there,
he can hold it.
His thumb.
How strong are his hands?
Well, it's not a matter of pure strength, right? Like, I think I could rip.
I think
free.
It is.
It's a matter of speed. He covers my thumb so quick. I really want you guys
you
to
rip,
thumb wrestle.
Can you rip free or not? You said you couldn't get it out.
He's a child.
maybe this is a me problem.
I have no problem losing at Madden. To me, losing at Madden is the stage of life I'm in, where I am going to slowly devolve as a video game player. My kid will know the buttons that I don't know. And, you know, not saying I do lose at Madden, but I have. And
I've lost as
well. He enjoys it very much.
Yes. My son, he had a game where he beat me once, and I never heard the end of it.
Yeah.
But he also, man, he hates losing.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he do the third quarter turn it off? Will he finish a game that you're blowing him out in?
He has asked, and I do not allow the reset.
Okay.
I'm full. Pick up the sticks. You will finish the game.
You will take this beating.
Yeah. My son, we had one game where he did that, and it was because on the first play of the game, I scored a touchdown, and then I kicked it to him, and he fumbled the kickoff, and I ran it in for a touchdown.
So it was
a back-to-back touchdown, and he's like, yeah, you win. We're starting a new one.
If we're at the very beginning of the game and it gets out of hand fast, fine, I'll reset it. But if we're already in the second half, no, you will play till the clock hits zero.
This is such a tough question for the three of us because we're so hyper-competitive.
Yes.
Like, it's just not okay to lose. And it's one of those things where we recognize mentally, it is okay to lose. It is okay. It's a lesson. You want to learn how to lose as much as you want to learn how to win. As a parent, I want to teach how to lose.
Dignified.
Absolutely.
It's how they say you should do it.
But I can't teach that lesson.
But then, once you're in it, once you're in the competition.
No, due to never losing.
And
yesterday, I'm playing a game. I think there's a broader question here I'm going to ask. But yesterday, I'm playing a game of Rocket League. A lot of people play Rocket League. I'm playing with my two kids. We start the game, and I tell the kids, I say, you guys be nice to each other. Because sometimes they're snippy at each other. Like, you didn't make the... Because we're all on the same team.
Right.
So if somebody screws up, you screw it up for everybody. So I tell them, I say, you guys be nice. If you're not nice to each other in this game, we're turning it off. Once we gave up one goal, I'm snapping at both of them like, you missed that play. You just did. Don't drive into me.
Do you want to be on this team or not?
But here's the broader question I'm going to expand it to that I think is more interesting. Would you rather lose at something mental first to your kid? Because your kids are going to pass you. Do you want to lose at something physical or something mental? That's the way I take this. Like, do you want to lose that one-on-one basketball game to your kid, or do you want to lose the intelligent type of...
What, like Othello?
Well, no. I just mean like...
Well, which one would Madden fall into? Because that's
the
not
mental.
Really a physical.
It falls into the mental. That's what I mean. Like, you're losing... You are being outsmarted versus out physical.
Then I would rather lose the mental game because I want to be able to physically dominate and you know what I mean? Like, I want them to go for that shot at basketball and just watch a volleyball spike right back to the ground. I want to wrestle, you know, and I know the day will come where, like, maybe we'll wrestle and they can even hold their own. You know, we're on the trampoline or something, and it's like, oh, we're kind of fighting. Where it's like, oh, I like being able to just be like,
you lose.
I'm a sumo wrestler, and you're a baby. So I'm gonna pick the physical there.
Yeah. Okay. Mike, thumb wrestling or Madden?
Madden.
Okay. Brian from Patreon, would you rather buy a product that has a rating of 4.1 out of 5 stars by 2,500 reviewers?
Okay.
Or 4.8 out of 5 stars by 25 reviewers?
This is actually an important question.
Yeah, because this is everywhere.
Yeah, this is real life. This is like, we deal with this all the time. And I know for sure my answer without a shred of doubt.
I have mine as well.
Okay.
Do you have your answer, Andy?
I think so.
Okay, because you throw that bullcrap small sample size, you get that out of my face.
Oh, really? That's too small.
Oh, I know.
100%.
I know how the game works on Amazon and these places with reviews. 25 reviews? How many employees? How many employees are at that business?
I think that is what it comes down to, is the quantity of reviews. When do you decide that it is a statistical enough.
Hundreds.
Enough.
Hundreds. It's got to be 225.
But no, they have the verified purchase thing on there.
Yeah.
Do you buy that?
Yeah.
See, 25 to me when I first heard it. 25 on Yelp, I'm in. 25 on Amazon, it's on the border.
Okay, so that is a difference because Yelp, I mean, honestly, who leaves a Yelp response?
Angry people.
Angry people leave Yelp responses. People who have had bad days, people who should not be leaving reviews, and they just
done a positive Yelp review was when I've been asked to. It's not out of the goodness of my own. Like, I'd get home from someplace, I'm like, I'm going to go on Yelp and say it tasted good.
That place was pretty nice. I need to go tell the world.
Did they give you, like, the 10%?
Yeah, they gave me if they're over and above and they say, hey, if you don't mind, you know, it's more like HVAC places or something.
But now have you
not a restaurant.
See, now I feel like, I'm all in on the 4.1 out of 5 on 2,500 reviews, right? Uh-huh. You feel safe. You feel confident. But I feel like we are getting to the point now with gaming the system where too many thousands of reviews, like we got a product that was super well reviewed. And when we open the box and we get it out, they have like this card in there that's like, we'll give you a free $10 towards this thing for a review. So they're just straight buying and everybody's reviewing that it's great.
If I see something that's like that 4.1 with that many reviews, I genuinely look at like the one stars. I click over to one star. I want to see what the complaints mm-hmm. were. And then I might go to the fours to see what was the drawback. What's the on it? Like somebody leaves a 4 review. That's a critical review. Like you're thinking about doing 4 instead of 5.
Sometimes. Although we deal with reviews and sometimes we get like, this is the best show ever. It really got me through some tough times. This is absolutely amazing. I laugh out loud. 3 stars. This is my favorite podcast. It's like, what? What? Wait, you clicked wrong.
That has definitely happened.
That has happened a lot.
That's a mistake, Touch.
You can't possibly find a better show.
3 stars.
Yeah, I don't know why that happens. But the samples, it is hard because we all actually want someone to tell us that something's good. When you look for things, I look to my friends. Like, does anybody know a realtor?
Yes.
Does anybody know a dentist? Does anybody know a chiropractor? I just need, with the friend sample size, it's only got to be like 1 or 2 people.
And they are, and it's powerful, right?
Very powerful.
And
you
feel a responsibility. When I refer something to you, and funny enough, this just happened with my mom. That we were talking about, okay, well, maybe we might need to get our house repainted, you know, whatever. We're going to look at that. And she's like, well, I had someone paint my house recently. They were fantastic. They went up and above. And, you know, so...
Yeah, that means a lot.
So if you ever want to get it repainted, let me know. Well, my sister took said referral. And then...
Uh-oh.
So completely unprompted, the power of the responsibility is so strong. She came to me and said, okay, your sister took the referral for these paint people, and they've been awful. They've been awful to her. So I had completely forgotten about it, but she felt such a strong responsibility that she referred somebody that she had to retract.
Remember when you guys referred me to like a windshield tinting person?
Oh, yeah, he's excellent.
Yeah, he was great.
He was great for me, Mike. How about you?
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, all right.
Multiple times.
But how'd it go, Andy?
It wasn't as good for me as it was for you guys.
Oh, that's a shame.
But it is funny how I'd rather go with that than do the research of random, like 100 random people could be manipulated. I think we are trained now to know that you can, you know, ask your friends, family, pay some people in a warehouse to give you reviews somewhere. And it means a lot to have friends recommend something.
Tough in the streets.
All right. Cousin Vinny from the website. Would you rather always have to sit idle for 20 seconds when the light turns green?
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Or always have to drive 10 miles an hour under the speed limit?
Oh, this is
I mean, I already found the... I know the loophole here. I wonder if it'll be permitted. Can I have my hazards on?
Sure. Yeah, you can have your hazards.
Okay, this I'm a right lane hazards on for the... entire drive.
I don't care only about annoying other people. What is happening with
Andy
your water
is looking
bottle?
At his what? It's is your water bottle leaking on the bottom?
It sure is. I asked for a water bottle mid-show from Al Borland, who heroically rescued me one. I am now soaking wet.
I
there's a big old crack at the bottom.
Squeeze it.
Did you make sure to say not punctured?
It's just dripping. It's just a solid drip.
Wow. Your laptop. I mean, look, Look at your laptop.
My laptop's all wet. My phone's all wet.
Covered in water.
I mean, oh my gosh, it is covered in water.
Yeah, no, there's a lot. This is a problem.
Al, you have to come on set now with a towel. That's what has to happen.
Issue. Ooh, we get to see Owl?
Yeah.
No, we gotta shut that down. This is incredible
audio.
Just
put a censored box over his...
Yeah.
Oh, just over the bottom half of his face, because I do feel like it's a home improvement situation.
No, it's fine. I can just do the show like this. We're good.
Holding the laptop
I'm gonna hold the laptop up in the air. So I'll have my hazards on in the right lane, and I want people to speculate. I have a towel now. I want people to speculate as to what's wrong, because when you have hazards on, anything could be wrong. I like to when I see people with hazards, I like to believe that someone in there is giving birth soon.
Oh, like, man, you got to drive fast. Yeah.
That's true. That's true. You do have to drive fast. Well, they're mid-birth, though, so you got to drive slow to make sure it's steady.
I would pull over. If you're mid-birth at that point, it's happening. What is the advantage of a slow drive?
You got to get to the hospital still. Slowly.
If you're getting to the hospital, get there. Hazards on, go 100 miles an hour. Probably not 100, because we still want to arrive at the destination. So this one is...
I got no drink. I have no drink.
And wet pants?
And wet pants, that's right.
The idea of sitting at a light
for 20 seconds is...
Do you know how many honks?
Every single stoplight, you will be honked at.
Yes, every... Unless...
Then you throw the hazards on again.
The only time you won't be honked at is when there isn't anybody behind you. That is it. Because, I am one of those not honkers.
You're a not honker?
I'm a not honker. The light goes green and they're sitting there.
For sure honker.
I am definitely
I'm a polite honker.
I do non-honker? Everything.
How does one politely honk?
Oh, you got to do a real soft double tap.
No, that's true. That's true. Because there's a difference between a beep and a...
You can mess it up, though. If you're not delicate, you can give them like the... Like, you want to get out and be like, that was way over the top. I'm very sorry.
That's on me.
That's on me.
I'm a very polite honker. I don't know what happened.
Right. You need a second. You need a second button is what they need. They need the, like, insulting honk and, like, politely. Like,
I've actually thought that before. I've genuinely thought that, like, I wish there were two. There's the honk for an emergency.
Right.
And then there's a honk for a heads up. Like a...
The emergency is the a-ooga, a-ooga, right?
Yeah. Something like that. But I will try my best to let the person
figure it out
and drive. And it really,
seconds.
I toil inside because I want to honk immediately, but I'm not going, I'm like, come on, let's go. You know, and then I don't know what my internal clock is, but I don't think I would ever make it to 20 seconds.
No, nobody would.
At some point, I'm going to honk.
The nicest
I honk
old ladies.
Quick. I'm a quick honker.
I don't think you're polite. I'll bet you're just a...
No. I'm polite on that one, but it's quick. I don't give you... I give you a second.
Wow.
What about you, Mike? A second?
If it's
How
obvious
long?
You don't have attention on the light, I'm going to wake you up.
I'll go about 5 seconds.
Oh,
where,
fine.
Where I will
You
wait.
Might get honked at in that situation.
Yeah, maybe.
Can you honk at somebody to honk at somebody?
Oh, man. Now, Mr. Polite Honker, you're multiple cars back.
Yeah.
Are you still initiating
Ooh,
the honk?
One car between, I will.
Just
otherwise, no.
There's a one-car rule.
The
same timeline?
Because I'm putting the responsibility on who's in front of me. I believe in a society that works together.
Yeah, do you double the time? Because now you...
I do double the time.
You have to allow the car in front of you to
yes.
notify the car in front of them.
That's true.
But doubling the time for this guy's now only 2 seconds. He's like, one thousand, honk!
That's fair. I will do a punitive honk.
Oh,
I will do a honk because you've got emergency honks, but then you've got like, I'm out of the danger, but you did something wrong and you need to feel it. And I will punitive honk like on the way by. Like if someone was coming to cut me off.
Oh, yeah.
And the honk could alert them, but then I'll sit on it.
Oh, really?
Because I want everyone around me to know that you made the mistake.
That's completely different.
Yeah.
Like, yes, if someone cuts me off, they're getting... it's loud and proud.
It's loud, proud, and
yeah,
a little bit longer.
They're getting the business. But so a polite honk, have you ever gone toot, toot, toot? Like if you go to
a
three
triple?
Honks, yeah. Is it
Ooh,
still,
that's insulting.
Is it still polite?
No, that goes insulting. Yeah.
Okay. Is a beep, beep more polite than a single beep?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Not every car can do a beep, beep. Some cars, it's too the honk is too hard.
I feel like a two honk is an intent of like, please go. But if one, I don't know, somehow one feels more jerky.
It does. It does. Unless it's like a real, unless you can have a soft ending to the honk, which I don't know if you can do.
Well, here's what I know is happening to me on the basis of this question. I am getting honked at because I yes. will not spend my life driving 10 miles under the speed limit. And here's what I'm going to do. When I get honked at and that and finally I can go, they're going to see that, like, my bad, and I am gone.
That's what I was
going to
ask
I'm going
you.
0 to 100 as fast as my car can.
You're, and they are will you never, screeching on the turn?
They will never see me again. But the problem is when it's a 20-second
20 seconds
light.
Is the whole light. Yeah, you're done. You're yeah. sitting there. You're
now
never
I'm,
leaving the light.
I'm waiting. It goes yellow. 20 seconds. See ya. And
oh,
then they're
the
stuck.
Yellow.
They're stuck there. That's have a you, real jerk move.
Have you ever intentionally done that to someone?
I tried to do it to Andy a couple weeks
no,
ago.
No, I'm saying like that. You've been, because I've 100% thought about it. I have never.
Oh, like punishing the person behind.
Yeah,
cause
someone
they were riding your
someone
tail.
Someone is tailgating you yeah. for no good reason. There's an open lane. They could pass you
Dude,
if they want.
I feel like if somebody tailgates for no reason, they're the ones that are going to shoot you.
And there is no chance that they don't follow you through. You can wait till that thing's
That's
red.
True.
And now it's a problem because now it's tit for tat. They're like, Okay, let's do this.
I like Jeremy's, Al Borland's suggestion here. You got 20 seconds. You can get out of your car. You can pop the hood, look, act like you're looking at something.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got 20 seconds, and then you get back in right around 18, 19, and then you step on it. Wow, good, efficient repair work in 20 seconds.
That's good. Hop out the car, act like you're throwing up. But they can't tell. They're like, I think he's sick, but I don't.
And then you point at your stomach.
Yeah, and then you're like, ooh.
What if you just danced?
I would totally accept it. If I'm the car behind, I'm all
about that. Did you ever do
that
as a stupid teenager?
Oh, yeah, the fire drill?
Yeah,
you get out and you just run around the
car. We were idiots.
Yes.
Man, I would hate people that did that right now. I'm that old. All right, it is time for a quick break, and then that's a great question.
That's a great question.
All right, what would be the worst buy one get one free sale of all time? This is good.
Wow, I feel like I need to put some thought into
yeah,
this.
Yeah, this is
the worst
is a deep
BOGO.
Question.
I mean, it's got to be something you need one of. I mean, you literally yes. like a stove,
right?
Okay. Like all okay. stoves are BOGOs. So are you? I mean, I guess you could find a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you could go in on it. So that's not.
Yeah, that's not actually, the best.
That's a good deal.
That's a good deal. Like a toilet would be in this. I mean, I'll just replace both toilets.
Yeah,
then.
A coffin. You know, it's like,
a BOGO coffin.
You want to go in on this with me? Someday you're gonna need it.
And you're gonna have to store it.
You have to store a coffin. Oh.
What is that in your garage? Oh, that's Aunt Judy's coffin. She's alive.
We got a killer deal, man.
It was awesome. Deal. Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
what about a same-day use haircut BOGO? You got to use it on the same day.
I don't want much off the top right now. I'm going to come back in a couple hours. I don't think that would be worth
surgery.
Much. A buy one get one free surgery.
Yeah,
I mean that's a pretty good deal in the plastic world.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
but
not as good on the appendix.
No, like
well, but I'm like I'm getting some sweet calf implants. And I get a BOGO.
Man, if you could get that BOGO to somebody else, would you do a preemptive appendix removal?
Hold up. I've got a great question based on your thought right there.
Okay.
If we had to get one thing of plastic surgery, we have to.
Okay.
What do we individually choose? You, Andy, you
That's
Mike,
a great
me,
question.
Me
that
Jason.
Is a great,
That's a great
question.
I have to have plastic surgery on something. What
Shoot.
Is it?
So now all of our self-conscious flaws of 38 years of life.
I launched it out there. I have super tiny calves.
Oh man!
Oh, you would get calf implants.
Yeah, you got to get those. Yes, I'll get the calf implant.
But then you'd be a dude with calf implants.
But you wouldn't know. Yeah. Calf implants look good.
Yeah, no one would know. And
is this a man who's speaking from experience?
I have seen calf implants, and yes, so I'm
Doesn't
speaking
your father have killer calves?
No, I do. My calves are
amazing.
Yeah,
Jason has monster calves.
But that's
calves.
Because they have to carry a lot of weight.
I thought you were going to...
They're always working out.
They're all... Exactly.
All calves are always working.
Yeah, some
out.
More than others.
Right.
But yeah, like no, it doesn't matter. The length of working out I could put into my lower body, my calves will have a maximum capacity.
Mine would have to be lipo. Just suck some of the fat out.
We didn't want to say it.
No, I mean, but like, can you just like, you know, take the belly fat and then say goodbye? Like that's it. That's it. That's all I want. Can you do that? I feel like that's dangerous around the belly because there's a lot of organs.
Leave this to the Spitwads. Like, okay. Just go to YouTube and tell me what I need done.
Oh, this is going to be a fun comment section.
I need to know. Is my nose too pointy? I mean, I've always been a little self-conscious of how pointy my nose is.
Oh, man. I can't wait
that
for
smoothed
the comments
out?
On this.
A roast me.
This is a roast. Well, make sure.
I mean, I know I probably need more than one procedure.
Look straight at the camera. Make sure they can see all
right,
sides.
Give me right here.
Yeah.
Give me right here.
I mean, we got to make sure that they can really judge effectively. What should Andy get for plastic surgery? Okay.
I mean, you guys are thinking about it right now.
I
know you are.
You're darn right. I mean, I've thought about it for years.
I'm just thinking you're going to be really unhappy when those comments come in.
Can you get, you know, what's funny is I was telling, I don't know who it was, that, it was like my barber.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, like, everybody from this, like, COVID generation are all going to have their ears pulled forward because we've worn
masks
forever. So, like, you'll know who went through the COVID pandemic because everybody's ears will be, like, out in
did
front
they,
of you.
Did his, what? Do you think it actually is doing that?
Not really.
Okay.
But, I mean,
okay.
If you wear a mask constantly, that half the masks are too tight and they pull your ears forward and you look stupid. Anyways, all right. And now the world will roast me. So that's perfect.
They absolutely will.
All right. I think we exhausted the
BOGO. The
I think the coffin is the right answer. If you had to choose one person from all of human history to crap their pants at a time so as to change the course of history as much as possible, who would you choose and at what moment?
This is the best question we've ever had.
So this is somebody important in human history. They crap their pants at an important time, and it would change the course of history?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is, like, I have to believe that if right before the assassination of JFK...
I was going to say Lincoln!
You're like, oh, no, I crap my pants! Like, he probably moves.
But here's the thing.
Is Lincoln crapping his pants, or is the assassin?
No, Lincoln is.
Okay.
Because JFK's in a motorcade, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you crap, maybe you tell them to go faster, but I feel like if you're JFK, you're sticking it out.
So wait, if you crap your pants, you can avoid being assassinated. That's the message.
Well, because Lincoln was sitting, he was watching the show in the theater, and then Booth came up behind him. What if he had crapped his pants 2 minutes earlier?
Exactly.
And now he's in the bathroom for who knows how long trying to figure out, like, I'm old-timey pants? All the stuff that they used to have to wear?
You got to unbuckle.
What if he just comes back the next day? You got to crap your pants a lot.
Yeah, but maybe
regularly.
Booth is rethinking it.
He comes to his senses.
He's standing there.
I think he could probably have killed him in the bathroom, though.
Here's the thing. You sneak up. Abe was a big guy. Abe was tall. He had range.
Yes.
So you're
little
talking
calves,
about.
Though.
You could. Oh, yeah. He needed that work, but it was just a little too early for his timeline, or he would have done it. But if Booth comes up behind him, he's got him. But you're not facing forward when you're in the stall. He's
also thinking of a very modern bathroom.
What do you mean you're not facing forward in the stall? How do you sit on the toilet?
Well, I don't straddle it. I mean, I'm sitting on it normal, looking away.
Oh, you're saying you're not staring at the wall.
Exactly.
Oh, I thought you were saying the opposite of that.
I'm saying Booth can't come in behind him.
What kind of bathrooms do you think they had?
What kind of bathrooms did they have?
I don't know. I think Booth was the kind of guy who would have been willing to shoot a man on the toilet.
I'm just saying you wouldn't have been able to succeed. Abe was a scrappy fighter, and
by whose
accounts?
There are stories of Abe Lincoln being a fighter.
Many.
He was a boxer.
Who are some of the people he fought?
He fought bullies.
The great Bill Douglas, and a lot of Irish fighters back then.
Okay,
Bear. He was a bare knuckle guy, though.
Yeah, you're darn right. With the arms outstretched.
He was a vampire, too, right? Isn't that what the lore says?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't there a movie?
There was Abe Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Hunter.
Yeah.
He wasn't a vampire.
He hunted them. Yeah.
Right.
Well, this is getting off the rails.
Was John Wilkes Booth a vampire?
He was.
Was that the problem?
Yeah. Anybody else that isn't being assassinated where, a really bad crap your pants? Like, is there a speech that could have gone wrong? Like, something said in a speech that would have changed the course of history?
All of human history, to crap their pants at a time so as to change the course of history as much as possible.
I mean, there's got to be, I don't know which speech you would go to, but while he was like, while he's coming up, you know, look, he's been on this show before.
What if the Wright brothers pooped right before they took off? Do we get to?
I think we still get flooded.
Yeah, they'll do it tomorrow.
But if Hitler, when he doesn't have a following, and he's like trying to talk to people, he poops his pants, and they're like, oh, there goes poopy pants Hitler.
Yeah, he's never going to rise to the top. But it's like that dude crapped his pants last time he was on a stage.
That's true.
That's pretty good. I was thinking, what about the father of Einstein? Right before, you know, it's like, you're not going to make an Einstein if you poop your pants. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, you're trying to negatively impact history. I don't think
I want to go down this road with you.
All I'm saying is,
I'm going to retreat to the sideline.
It changes the course of history. Because then you're taking
Jason,
a person away.
Right. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. You can find yourself on a version of Earth that's never heard music. You have to come... You have the complete catalog. What's the first piece of music you introduce humans to?
Ooh.
So you are on a version of, you're on Earth, but no one's ever heard
a song.
So
what's the most important catalog, the first piece of music?
It's hard for me not to go to like Bach or something.
Like, that's what I think. You have to figure out where to start. I don't know what I was doing, but I was just having one of my ridiculous deep thoughts where I was listening to music. And then
it's a good podcast name.
And listen,
Ridiculous Deep Thoughts. We should hop on.
But then thinking about classical music and how you needed all of those transitions in the way that music was played, and then the next generation heard it, they changed it a little bit, and then somehow you start at classical music. And now we have the Nordic death metal,
right?
And we have EDM, and we have all this, like, all this music. But it wouldn't have existed if someone didn't play on a harpsichord.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
So you would both go classical.
I think so.
I don't know if I go classical. I think I go with something.
I think I go like Beatles.
Really? You think people who have never heard music are ready for Beatles?
Mm-mm.
I think so. I do. I mean, maybe that's my naivety because I've heard music before and I can't put myself in the situation of this hasn't existed. But if that has never existed, you've never experienced it, and a catchy hook comes on that can get stuck in your head, you're like,
okay,
what about this?
Too much disarray for me. Too much disarray.
You're going poppy Beatles.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Got to have a mad hook.
I think they might give up on music after if they heard Beatles right out the gate.
I feel like I just want to give people something real chill.
Row your boat. Got it.
Yes. No, just like some good lounge, just relaxing music. We're okay. Like, okay, this is interesting.
Elevator music?
No.
Like the MASH. I thought you were going to go to the MASH theme song for a second.
Yeah, the MASH theme song. That's the answer. All right.
What's the best Beatles song?
Eleanor Rigby.
No, I think you're right.
Here comes the Sun's not even a Beatles song. That's just a George Harrison song.
He wrote it, but it's a Beatles song.
Is it Beatles?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't.
I got to jump.
I knew Brooks would correct me if I were wrong.
I got to jump in, guys. Just past their early stuff, they cover so many different types of genres and things. So.
But could you pick one song that you feel like would represent music as an introduction, though?
This was because
really I get it. The whole
Brooks.
Catalog makes more sense to me.
I would struggle with one song,
but it would be hard with one song, huh?
Yeah,
they really weird them out with like Yellow Submarine or something.
I might go. I might change to Lose Yourself.
Can we agree that Yellow Submarine is just a bad song?
I will even jump.
Okay, yeah, thank you. That song sucks.
Do we have time for one more great question, Al, or do we want to move right into our draft?
We got time.
All right. Well, I have to decide between two of these.
And they're both great questions.
All right, what would 12-year-old you never believe about adult you?
Ooh.
Oh, probably that I'm fat.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if you just don't think it's going to happen to you. I was so skinny, ran cross country, basketball team.
Oh, we are peeling it back.
I mean, I'm just thinking like, What would I not
so
believe?
So organic.
It's like, oh yeah, because here's the thing. My mom was overweight, and I remember thinking like, I will never let that happen to me. I was a liar. I mean, I was such a liar because, you know, oh, if you start to get overweight, you'll just, you know, diet and exercise and fix it. It's like, that's hard. So
I think
that's mine.
What do you think about you, Mike? Because I'm guessing 12-year-old Mike had, you know, great big deep thoughts.
Yeah, well, 12-year-old me would never believe that I'm married with children.
Oh.
Because those are two things that I was never going to do.
You just watched the show.
Yes,
when did
yes.
it was your Love transition to marriage. Wanting that from life, right? Like, mm-hmm. I've got my 9-year-old. It's like, it's so far. Like, there's no chance he's ever going to have, you know, a family, be a dad, yep. none of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Was it a slow process for you to get there? Or was it like you woke up one day and you went, you know what?
It was
everything I thought about life is completely different.
No, it's super cheesy, but it's just when I met my wife.
Oh,
I was like, okay,
I can marry that.
Yeah, I was like, look,
I'm in.
I better lock this down.
You know what? Well, that's a good story though.
Yeah,
that's a you know, sweet. Your wife converted you from being a hermit.
Yes, well, that was a lot cooler than single, never having kids guy.
Yeah, not anymore.
No,
I know what Andy's would be. But okay. I'm curious you would say it is.
Honestly, I didn't have a good answer. I thought maybe that I wasn't in the NBA.
Oh, that's...
hey, man, I'm 12.
That is the exact opposite. That is the exact opposite of my answer, which is that you're tall. Because...
That's the right answer.
As 12-year-old Andy, and I would say as 15-year-old Andy, you were as short as...
As they come.
Were there shorter kids in our high school than boys?
I told this story the other day. I legitimately had people think I was given a tour of the high school when I was a freshman.
Yeah.
People thought I was a younger grade school kid getting a tour. And I'm telling you, my freshman year of high school was so bad because it's when I convinced my mom to let me get contacts.
Uh-huh.
So my eyes were so bloodshot because I wasn't adjusting to contacts. I was so short. I had bloodshot eyes. People thought I was a high sixth grader.
Just crying all day.
And people told me, because I'm over 6'2". People told me you'd be tall one day because of my family. And I said, you're a liar and I don't care what you say. I want to be tall right now. Mm-hmm. And I was the shortest kid in my class. Yeah, that is 100% right.
We had 4,000 kids at our school, and I think you were the shortest. Like,
and it made the decision that I made to not be in the NBA easier when I was so short.
Yeah.
Making that decision.
That's not on you. That wasn't your fault.
If it, just a little sooner, and I wouldn't be here, guys. And just imagine. All right. I think that will do it. We're going to move on to our draft, but first, a quick break.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, a sporting goods store. We are in a sporting goods store. We are once again facing one another in a battle to the death. Now, there is a rule here in place for this very important battle, and that is we're not able to select weapons. You know, sporting goods stores, they have weapons. They have
rifles and bows and knives.
No, so you have to choose something that's in the sporting goods store that isn't used as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
To hunt boar. So no spears, Jason.
Ooh, that's a shame.
Since they sell so many of those these days. I have the first pick.
Oh, no.
Is that the oh, no?
Yeah, well, I'm sitting here at this table. I knew you had the first pick.
And did
I
you?
yes, but I thought I had the second. But now I'm seeing this. I'm the third pick. Okay, oof, all right.
And this is tough. I have no 101 jumping out at me. And I have a 101 that I'm thinking could get back to me.
Interesting.
And that's kind of the worry here. So
I think there's
that's psyching me out.
To me, there's a clear 101 and a clear 102 and then another object that I really want. And outside of those three things in my mind.
Well, great news. You're going to get one of them.
Nothing.
All right, I'm going to take the chance, and we'll see if you guys usurp me with, and okay. I want you mentally on edge for these next few picks, thinking that I'm letting something go.
I currently am.
Okay, good. I will go with a baseball bat.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the
one.
Because
that's the number one pick.
Well, there you go. I'm taking a baseball bat. What a genius
like,
I am.
Like, we will still play out the draft.
Yes.
But you could just, the polls are done.
Oh, no.
I think there's a lot of options here.
I got some ideas.
You thought the baseball bat was so far and above the number one?
Yes. I mean, it is, like, literally a bludgeoning device. Like, it's made to hit things and
it's
not
lightweight.
Break.
It's lightweight. You're not going to get tired swinging it.
That's true.
It's
what a great pick. Honestly.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm amazed.
I thought it was a layup, and it was.
There you go. Well, I'm taking the baseball bat.
All right.
That was good.
Okay. So
I'll be so happy if you
don't. Well, whatever you want, Jason, I will say you're going to get it. Fantastic. Because right before the show started, I had this awesome magical list, and then my computer said it didn't want to work. So I'm over here.
I thought you got the great memory, aren't
I'm over here. Well, I know what I was going to go with. Like, I remember a couple of them. So I'm going to need a weapon that is good for swinging.
Yeah.
It's a good bludgeoning device, and it's got some spear qualities to it.
I know what it is.
I could keep some distance with people. I'm going to take a hockey stick.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. All right. I'm happy here. I'm in a good spot.
You're getting two of the three things that you want.
I'm getting two of the three things that I want. But the hockey stick did come to mind. And really, we're all going to be somewhat near even here with our first three picks.
Bludgeoning.
You got the baseball bat.
Yeah.
You got the hockey stick. And I'm taking a nine iron. So
that's a good pick.
You know, those are a little bit thicker and, you know, won't break in the middle as easily.
No, that's fine.
So we've all got our...
Those things are breaking.
That could break.
Yeah, breaking over your head because I'm crazy.
They're also short.
Yeah, well, I mean, how long is a baseball bat?
I respect the
longer,
pick.
A
it's going to hurt, Mike.
Bat?
It's going to hurt to get hit with the one time before
it breaks.
Will,
but I'm just saying he's not going to be able to hit me because I will have a hockey stick.
Okay.
And I will poke him in the face.
All right, Mike is not a fan of your pick.
Okay, well, he will not be a fan of my pick even more.
Here's
when it strikes him.
I will also take the eight iron.
A driver. All right, so I am going to take...
he takes four golf clubs.
No, I'm going to take a football uniform, man. Are you kidding me?
He wants some pads.
Hit me with the baseball bat.
Okay, I will.
I don't care. I got pads and a helmet. I'm good to go.
Answers my question then, because I didn't take this, and I wasn't sure if it was going to be allowed. But if you're taking an outfit, I will take catcher's gear.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Which is far more protection than
it is
since
not.
Since you both made the picks, let me break it down in an unbiased fashion.
Okay.
You have more all-around protection, Jason. Mike, you're more front-centric. I mean, you hit a catcher in the back, the catcher's going down.
What do you think is in a football uniform?
My helmet protects my head all the way around.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The catcher's mask goes on the front of the helmet, and so you've got some access points.
Okay, I'm not worried about the back of my head, but you have shoulder pads and a helmet. I have something covering my entire face,
that's true.
My entire chest. I have elbow pads. I have shin pads.
I'm covering my. You've got legs. You've got the
Mike's chest is more covered than
football
yours.
Football players don't wear anything on their legs.
Oh yeah, they do.
What?
A whole uniform.
They don't wear. They wear.
No, they
real
wear they
tight
have,
pants.
They have pads.
They've
on
got
their,
pads.
Yeah,
on
they
their
do have pads on their legs.
You need.
They do. They 100% do.
Some of them do, but you need to... Okay.
All right. Well, Mike is very competitive here.
Yes.
He's feeling a little desperate without his list.
All right.
And he's coming at you.
This is very interesting to me because I would definitely... Like if you put these two things next to each other and said... Because they're very comparable. You said hockey stick and catcher's gear or a nine iron and a football uniform.
Yeah. You guys would be fun to watch attack
each other. I would... Without a doubt, take the football and golf club. But you said it sounds like you would, without a doubt, take yours.
Yes.
So this is very interesting in the polls.
Well, my
doesn't matter, Jason. We've already lost to the baseball.
Well, look, my actual 101 is still here, and it's my pick.
Okay.
And so,
also, I am out of picks.
That's it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Look, a sporting goods store is filled with gear for hikers and climbers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am going to take a climbing tool. Now, I'm sorry it's called this, but I'm taking an ice axe. I'm taking the actual tool used to climb.
That's really good.
In the winter. This is my actual 101. Because that is a...
Okay.
Yeah, you were right, Mike. He's going to win this.
This is a tool used for literally hacking into ice, although your bodies are a nice substitute for me.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with an ice axe as my second
pick.
At
least we have some armor.
Yeah, that's right.
You do have some... You both have a little bit of armor for these... And then, I don't know if I want to go another bludgeoning tool. I feel like I need to be more well-rounded. You guys have more protection than I do, right? You're both, you have some pads. So I'm going to have to go with some, I'm going to have to go with an outfit. And I don't have pads. So you need to not be able to see me. I'm going to go with some camo. I'm going to be blind. Now, mind you, that camo's made for the forest. And there's not a lot of trees in a sporting goods shop, but... I need to look the part.
They probably have the, you want to look sharp, but they might
have
like...
Well, Cabela's has all the fake creatures. I could hide up in there with the taxidermy. Come on now. All right, so I will go with camo with my third pick, and it's back to you, Mike.
Okay. I'm going to... I am going to draft something that... this will get absolutely no... It won't get...
No
the,
respect?
No respect. It won't get the pole respect that it deserves. I'm going to take fishing line.
No! Oh, man!
Wait, you were actually thinking about this?
Well, I was going to take a fishing pole because it would come with fishing line and a hook, and I could use it much better.
No, I don't want to cast. I will just be setting up fishing line.
Oh, to run into?
That people
like
run
spider webs?
Like legit. So there's a PSA out here.
That's strong.
That, because this happened to my dad. Because people suck sometimes.
Okay.
My dad is a bike rider, and... He was riding his bike through a canal.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden, just snap.
What?
Someone had strung fishing line.
No.
And it's where, here's the only like good part about this story.
Did it clothesline him?
Is my dad had hurt himself in a previous bike accident. So he's on this super dorky like three-wheeler thing now.
The trike.
Yeah. He's on the trike
now.
Yeah,
I know.
But because he's on the trike, the fishing line hit him in the forehead. And it didn't get him in the throat.
Oh, mercy.
But
did it pull him down off the trike?
I don't think he crashed, but
he just hurt himself.
He got massive whiplash from it.
Ooh.
Because this is what people do now.
I
will be doing that to you because it'll just be fishing line strung up and you won't be able to see it and you will run right into it.
Interesting. Okay.
Wow.
Jason's searching for his pick still. You still don't know.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with, look, for one, it's got a little bit of that practicality, but it also, you know, I could tie you up. I can, use it.
You're just going to take some good old fashioned rope.
I'm going to take some good old fashioned, climber's rope, away from.
Okay.
Yeah. Nod to me.
Yeah. You know, you went that way.
Would you like a carabiner while you're at it, sir?
I mean, if it can come attached. I would certainly use that to spin around, you know, whip around and slap you in the face with a carabiner.
Okay.
Which, you know, it won't take you out, but it won't feel good.
That's true.
And then I'm really...
Super excited about this last
pick. Super excited. I mean, this next one's going to be the best pick you've ever heard of because... here's why.
Take the ice skate.
I thought about an
ice
skate.
I didn't think about that.
But look, when we're in this hand-to-hand combat, I think strength is really going to matter.
Okay.
So I am taking I'm taking a protein powder. I'm going to be beefing up.
You should have at least gone with pre-workout.
Oh, no way,
so that
man.
You would be just jacked.
Oh, no, he's going long-term battle. He's
absolutely.
I'm hiding somewhere.
I'm going to hide out. I'm going to be getting jacked. Yeah.
Protein powder.
And then, you know, look, if you guys are coming before I really get my body in order, which is, I mean, it's going to happen.
Yeah, okay.
I can still throw it in your eyes. So,
part is true.
It's powder. I've seen blood sport.
This is so you've got a golf club, you're in a football uniform, you got some climber's rope, and you've got some protein powder.
Protein powder. Got to stay fit.
Yeah, you're set to go.
Get fit.
I have realized what I must do. Because look, I have a hockey stick, right? It's a longer weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I put on my catcher's gear. I kind of feel like I'm a knight right now.
Oh, yeah.
That means I need a bicycle.
Yeah, you do.
I need a mountain bike.
Absolutely. I almost took one.
And I am just going to be jousting.
The best part.
Full speed with my hockey stick.
The best part. Look, I love the visualization. Except for you literally just told a story about stringing
but
up
I,
fishing
but
line.
But I took the fishing line, so you can't do it.
Well, you certainly have the ability to.
I know where it is.
I've got rope. You're going.
I can see your rope.
Yeah, but you can't ride through it. You can't. I mean, look, I just rope off an alley. And...
Unless you've taken some lasso lessons while hyped up on protein powder, I think I'm okay.
Look, we don't have. And we couldn't take guns and bows and arrows. We don't have projectiles really built into this. So I'm going to take something that I can at least try to toss or drop on you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a bowling ball.
Okay.
I'm going to take a bowling ball.
It was right there.
It's probably knock you off the bike if I can roll it right. And,
oh, yeah.
And Jason, while he's proteining up, I could definitely drop that from a high.
Oh, what an idiot. I just found a great pick.
Well, it's over.
Yeah,
I've got a baseball bat, an ice axe, camo, and a bowling ball.
What was the great pick?
The bar for a bench press.
I thought about
press.
That. Yeah, that was
that thing is heavy.
That
what are
like,
you gonna do with it?
Well, he's got the protein powder.
Are you kidding me? I'm jacked up, man. These muscles are swole. So I would be fine. I mean that bar's only like 45 pounds, and you're carrying it with two hands. So
I don't want to be swinging that versus like a 22-ounce bat or something like that.
I promise you, if I had one of those things.
That thing is called a barbell, according to Al.
Really?
That does make sense.
Okay. I promise you, you swing that thing once, your back is going out. Number one.
What do you think, I'm Al Borland over here?
That's funny.
See, if you wanted that, you should have gone with like a kettlebell.
That's like a bowling ball with
range.
A handle.
These
no, that's not
seven,
bad.
These things are 7 feet wide.
But you're swinging it once, and then you're taking a breath.
It's not just swinging. I can swing it, but like, I can also... Look, I'm using it Donatello style. I'm two hands on this thing using it like a bow.
Yeah, we should get some video of you trying that.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, honorable mentions that were not brought up. Another bludgeoning device would have been a canoe oar.
Yes, now that you say it, it was on my other list that I had.
That's up
made.
There with a hockey stick.
Yeah. I had small weights, like a 2-pound weight.
Yeah, you could do a weight.
It just helped.
Though.
Yeah, like you ever heard about like you hold a roll of quarters and you hit someone and it's like all of a sudden your punches are 10 times as strong?
Ice skating blade was actually on there. I mean, you could probably lace up one of those on your hand and then you got like a hook hand.
I feel like if you're going to punch people... I mean, I know you would just take like MMA gloves where you can actually protect your hand,
no,
but you're still going to hurt people.
It's about the weight. It's about the actual.
I've heard the legends, but I feel like you're in a person, you know, in a fight with multiple people and you do the weighted hand. Sure. Whoever you punch, if you land a shot, they're done. But so is your hand, right? Wouldn't
your hand gets pretty
wouldn't
beat
your
up.
Hand
yeah.
just get. Annihilated?
Yeah.
Maybe, but
because your hand gets annihilated just punching somebody.
Yeah, but I'm wondering what is going to strike you if I've got this 3-pound weight. Like, will my knuckles hit you or will the outside of the weight actually
hit
you?
Well, if you get him with the weight, then that works.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Protein powder.
Protein powder's great.
This guy.
I'm going to be so jacked.
I thought
up.
About climber spikes too, like an ice climber spikes, but it's like, I got to step on you then.
Yeah, I thought about cleats, but have you ever tried to walk on cement with cleats?
You ever tried to kick somebody? Oh, you're sliding around?
Yes, that would be the worst thing you could ever do is inside have cleats on. You are basically Bambi on ice.
You just have to sit over in the one section where there's a tiny bit of turf.
Yeah.
Come at me, bro.
If you have those cleats on and you're tying yourself up in the fishing line.
Thought about tent spikes, you know, like
little,
you could throw them, but,
oh,
but then they're all
you
gone.
You would throw them. You wouldn't stab. You'd be throwing them.
Yeah, I mean, you could reserve some for stabbing, some for throwing. Okay. I mean, I would get a lot of them.
All right. That's not bad. Is there anything, Al, that we, I mean, you're kind of the woodsman.
I probably would have gone with baseballs or hockey pucks.
I thought
for,
about baseball.
For range.
Yeah. But I mean, you need quite a few. Yeah, baseball could do some damage. But how fast can either of you guys throw?
Probably
fast enough to break your face.
Yeah, I couldn't have hit either of you with your mask. You both got masks, and I'm not hurting your body very much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the catcher over here is in good position.
You know,
you're made to catch a baseball being thrown at you, specifically.
By the way, the catcher, you ever watched a catcher walk off the field?
It's a little clunky.
It's a little clunky.
But have you ever seen a catcher riding a bicycle?
Solid point. All right, that was a fun one. Let's close this thing out.
What did we learn today?
Have you ever seen a kid riding a bicycle with a hockey stick? What was your last thing?
Fishing line. My trap.
You've already set all that up.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What did we learn today? I learned that Jason didn't think he was ever going to be fat.
Yeah, that's true. I learned that a BOGO on coffins is that bad idea.
And I learned that I truly believe now a two honk is more polite than a single honk.
Than a one honk. Yeah, fair enough. That'll do it for today's Spitballers podcast. Thanks again for supporting the show. And if you want to do so, become a true Spitwad. You can go over to spitballerspod.com and click the button, support the show. Appreciate it.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.